Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of everything tech. I'm Alex, your guide through the complexities of the tech world.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're all thinking and keep Alex from going full geek without a translator. Today, we're unraveling the mysteries of becoming a site reliability engineer, or SRE for short.
That's right, Jamie. It's a role that's crucial in today's tech landscape, blending the art of software engineering with the science of systems operations. Picture it as the superhero role of the tech world, ensuring systems are scalable, reliable, and resilient.
So like a tech version of Batman? Cool, but without the cape, right?
Exactly, Jamie. Minus the cape, but with plenty of tools in the utility belt. SREs focus on automation, observability, and setting performance metrics to keep systems running smoothly.
Automation and observability sounds like we're heading into buzzword territory. Can you break those down for me?
Sure thing. Automation is about making repetitive tasks run on their own, so humans don't have to do the same thing over and over. Observability, on the other hand, is about making sure you can keep an eye on how well the system is running and quickly pinpoint where problems are when they arise.
Ah, so it's like setting up dominoes to fall exactly the right way and having a camera on them to catch any that don't fall as planned.
That's one way to put it, Jamie. And to be a pro at this, you'll need a solid foundation in Linux, networking, cloud platforms, and programming. Python and Go are particularly popular.
Got it. But what about the tools of the trade?
Great question. Modern SREs wield tools like Prometheus for monitoring, Grafana for dashboards, Terraform for infrastructure as code, and Kubernetes for container orchestration. These tools help automate deployment, monitoring, and managing infrastructure at scale.
Sounds powerful, but I bet there's a bit of a learning curve to mastering those tools.
Absolutely, but it's like learning to ride a bike. It might take a bit of practice and a few scraped knees, but once you've got it, you're off to the races.
I'll make sure to wear my helmet. Now, you mentioned earlier something about SLIs, SLOs, and error budgets. Sounds like we're budgeting for mistakes.
You're on point, Jamie. An error budget is basically how much room for error a service has before it starts affecting users negatively. It's a way of balancing the need for reliability with the desire to push out new features.
Ah, so it's like saying, it's okay to spill a little milk as long as the cereal bowl doesn't overflow.
Exactly. And monitoring those spills, or errors in our case, helps ensure that the team knows when they're pushing the boundaries too hard and need to focus on stability.
Makes sense. Now, for someone looking to become an SRE, where do they start?
First, get comfortable with Linux and basic programming. Then, dive into cloud computing fundamentals and familiarize yourself with DevOps practices. There's a wealth of resources out there, including Google's Site Reliability Engineering book, which is something of a Bible in the SRE world.
Sounds like a plan. And for our listeners who are more hands-on, maybe setting up their own monitoring stack with Prometheus and Grafana could be a fun weekend project.
Absolutely, Jamie. And remember, becoming an SRE isn't just about the tools and technologies. It's about adopting a mindset of continuous improvement, learning from failures, and always striving for reliability.
Well, I think that's our deep dive for today. Thanks, Alex, for enlightening us on the path to becoming a site reliability engineer.
Anytime, Jamie. And thank you, listeners, for joining us on this journey through the realms of reliability and beyond.
Don't forget to subscribe for more tech deep dives and nerdy discussions here on Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Catch you in the next episode.
Keep automating and stay reliable, folks.